Hi, good evening. My name is Brother Gerald Washington, and I had intended to teach this lesson back in April during the time of Passover, which most Christians celebrate, Easter, and most of Jews and Judaism celebrate Passover. What I want to bring forth today is Jesus is our Passover lamb. Probably go through several points. This part one probably be about two or three parts, but just want to point out some things that Passover is a type of shadow of Jesus Christ, and we'll get a little bit more into that because Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 5, I believe verses 7 and 8. Passover, now it falls on Nisan, which is the first month of the Jewish religious calendar. Also, when we look at Passover too, is again, prophetically speaking, looking at Jesus being a type and shadow, the Feast of Passover shows the blood being applied, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus comes to bring remission for sins. We can look at that at Luke 24 and 47, Acts 2 and 38, 1 John 5 and 8. Now, Passover means the Lord will pass over. The destroyer will bypass the Israelites' home in Egypt because the blood was applied to the doorpost. So even with us being in the kingdom of God now, we have the blood of Jesus that's applied to our lives where he destroys sin, whether it's fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lying, stealing, anything like that, even gossiping. That the blood of Jesus is more powerful than anything that Satan can try to bring against. Now, when we talk about types and shadows, Jesus is the deliverer, and his blood also shows that once applied, it removes sin off of our lives. We begin with a new clean slate. We can look and see that Pharaoh being symbolic of Satan, also the national symbol at that time was a serpent for Egypt. So we look at Jesus being type and shadow, not just his blood, not just being a Passover lamb, but being like Moses is a type and shadow of Christ, being a deliverer of his people. We see that Egypt is more symbolic or type and shadow of the world. And we see that Pharaoh is a type and shadow of Satan because he's the ruler of that system. It says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 that he's the god of this world. So in essence, Pharaoh was in reality lord over the Israelites. So he held them in slavery. Let's go ahead and look at point number one. Point number one I'd like to make in Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 and 6, it talks about the lamb being hidden for 4 days. We notice that the lamb is set aside on the 10th day of Nisan, and then on the 14th day, the actual lamb is sacrificed. Now, if you look at that, prophetically speaking, a day, Psalms 90, verse 4, it says, "For 1,000 years is in the sight, or but as yesterday when it is past, and as watch in the night." Okay? This is principle law first mentioned. This is where the scriptures first mentioned. We go to 2 Peter 3 and 8. It says, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Now, we see that from Adam to Jesus, if it's a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, from Adam to Jesus is 4,000 years, 4 days. So the lamb was hidden for 4 days before the very foundation of the world. The actual lamb was hidden from being actually manifested. So we see when we look at St. John chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." So Jesus is the actual Lamb. So John the Baptist, when he sees Jesus coming down to the Jordan River, he proclaims that he is the actual Lamb that comes to take away the sin of the world. When we further look into that, in Genesis 22 and 8, it says, "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." Now, when we look, when Abraham took Isaac up to sacrifice him, he told Isaac that God will provide himself a lamb. But when we look back at the actual sacrifice, instead of in place of Isaac being sacrificed, because Isaac also being type of shadow of Christ, Abraham actually sacrificed a ram. He did not sacrifice a lamb. So God did provide himself a lamb, which is his son, his only begotten son. Jesus Christ is that lamb that comes to take away the sins of the world. If we go over, let's look quickly. If you look over at John 3 and 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So in order to actually receive the Lamb of God and the blood of Jesus, you have to believe first, you have to repent of your sins, and then your sins are remitted. Your sins are removed when you come into the kingdom of God. You have to follow these certain principles. So Jesus is our Passover lamb. Amen. Now we look at 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. It says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven," so also unleavened bread is celebrated the same time during Passover. So when you come, when you repent, you got to make sure you take all the sin or all the leaven. Leaven is associated with sin. You got to make sure you do self-inventory to take the leaven, the sin. Make sure that you're going to turn away from sin out of your life. Let me read on. It says, "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as our unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." So here's Paul again writing that Jesus is our Passover lamb. Now let's quickly go over to 1 Peter, and we'll look at chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. It says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." So, point, Jesus is the lamb without blemish, and he's also was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So he's the lamb slain before the very foundation of the world. So it took 4 days, 4,000 years before the actual manifestation of the lamb. The lamb was hidden. Amen. Amen. Point two, Jesus being our Passover lamb. He was a lamb without blemish. Exodus 12 and 5 talks about that the lamb should not have any blemishes. Let's look again to reiterate 1 Peter 18 and 19. It says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. So Jesus was the actual perfect sacrifice. He was the Lamb. He was the Lamb that John the Baptist talked about in St. John 1 and verse 29. Amen. Point three. It says the Lamb for the house. So that's Exodus 12 verses 3 and 4. So the Lamb for the house. Each person, you have to take your own lamb. So we all have to commit to our own personal relationship with Christ. So we all individually have to have him come into our lives and the blood applied to each of our lives. Ephesians 2 and 19 says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Point number four, like to make. The lamb is supposed to be a male. That's Exodus 12 and 5. When we look at Romans 5 and 19, it says, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So one man, which was Adam, who was the actual father of human creation, when he fell into sin, that made the whole human creation all sinners. We're all born in sin, born and shaping in iniquity. So by one man, we all were sinners. By one man, when we receive Jesus, we become righteousness because of him. Amen. So when no longer does God see us, it's the blood that covers us. So when he sees us, he's not seeing us per se. Even in 1 John, it says, if you do sin, you do have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is our advocate. Amen. So he has made that pathway for us. He's the only way. Point five, the Passover lamb was killed between the evening, which is the ninth hour. We can see that in Matthew chapter 27, it's Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 through 50. So Jesus being exactly killed at 3 p.m. when the Passover lamb was actually sacrificed. So Jesus being sacrificed at the appointed time. So several points to reiterate before we conclude on part one of this. Number one, he is the hidden lamb. He's a hidden lamb, and he was hidden for 4 days. 4 days equaling 4,000 years is 4 days. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So he is the hidden lamb. He's actually the lamb that Abraham said that God would provide himself a lamb. And God did provide himself a lamb. And then also 2.2, he's a lamb without blemish. So he was without sin. He became sin. He became sin for us. But he was without sin. So he was without blemish. He was the perfect sacrifice. Jesus never sinned. Amen. Going back to point three, the lamb for every house. So each person had to present a lamb and apply the blood to the door of their house. So salvation is an individual thing for each and every one of us. We have to make the choice. God gives us free will. So it's not his will that we should perish, but we should have everlasting life. So it's our choice. Point four, he's a male. The Passover lamb has to be a male, which Jesus was all man. He was a male. He was a man's man. And point five, to reiterate, the Passover lamb was killed right on the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. That's Matthew 27, verses 45 through 50. Amen. Look forward to